Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yentan. The first session of the 18th Lok Sabha commences today. During the session, the oath and affirmation of newly elected members will take place. Senior BJP MP Parthuhari Madhab, who has been appointed as the pro tem speaker, will administer the oath to the newly elected Lok Sabha members. The election of the new Lok Sabha speaker will be held on Wednesday. President Draupadi Murmu will address the joint sitting of both houses of parliament on Thursday. The session of the Rajya Sabha will commence on Thursday and will conclude on 3rd of July. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has directed India Meteorological Department and the Central Water Commission that efforts should be made to upgrade the forecast system or water level of rivers for better flood management. Chairing a high-level meeting to review the preparedness of flood management in New Delhi yesterday, he directed that the IMT's alerts regarding lightning strikes should be disseminated to the public through SMS, TV, FM radio and other mediums. He emphasized on the need to integrate weather, rainfall and flood warning related apps developed by various departments. Shah said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the country's disaster management is moving forward with a zero casualty approach. The Home Minister asked the India Meteorological Department and the Central Water Commission to complete the process of recalibrating all the equipments used in flood forecast. Shah also instructed the NDMA and the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change to take precautionary measures to prevent incidents of forest fire. NEET PG entrance examination scheduled for June 23 has been postponed. A fresh date of examination will be announced at the earliest. Ministry of Health said that the decision has been taken in consideration on the recent incidents of allegations regarding the integrity of certain competitive examinations. The ministry said it has decided to undertake a thorough assessment of the robustness of processes of NEET PG entrance examination conducted by the National Board of Examination for medical students. The ministry mentioned that the decision has been taken in the best interest of the students and to maintain the sanctity of the examination process. Vajra Range Students Union, WRSU, has expressed a dismay over the misuse of ambulance services for personal purposes for past 3 months and apparent negligence of duties by the medical officer at a primary health center, PHC, in Vajra Woka. In a press release issued yesterday, the union alleged that on June 22nd, the ambulance assigned to PHC Vajra and its medical staff were unavailable during an emergency that required immediate medical attention. The union said this unavailability not only endangered the life of the individual in need, but also raised serious questions about the hospital's commitment to providing reliable emergency medical services. Upon further investigation, WRSU discovered multiple instances of negligence by medical staff, resulting in delays in treatment and compromised patient care, stressing the importance of adhering to established protocols, exercising due diligence, and prioritizing patients' welfare. The union reaffirmed its commitment in advocating highest standards of care and professionalism in healthcare. The union therefore demanded that the ambulance should be made available at PHC Vajra immediately and that all staff be stationed at their respective posting place within 3 days from the issue of the notification, failing which those found responsible for negligence will be held accountable according to established protocols, it cautioned. And in view of the forthcoming municipal and town council elections in the state, Labour Commissioner has declared 26 June 2024 as paid holidays for all the workers engaged in commercial and industrial establishments in the state of Nagaland in order to facilitate exercise of their franchise. The Labour Department therefore directed all the employers and occupiers of the commercial and industrial establishments in the state to pay wages at a rate equal to the daily average of his or her total full-time earning for the day for which paid leave is declared. The department also stated that no deduction whatsoever should be made from the wages of any workers falling under the specified category. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.